for interview with Admiral Wellander.
Yeah.
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 That's right out of the testimony, yeah.
He does come from Badger at that moment. Yeah. This is one of our Bible things. And his whole testimony.
Well, never mind. He's talking about service to two different officers there, too.
That's right. That's right.
Not relate to Admiral.
Political agreements? In the international sense,
yes.
I mean, L's. Most recent discussions with you.
Okay.
Is it troop movement?
Movement or withdrawal.
Withdrawal rate? Nothing really significant came up that I saw from Al's last trip. It's pretty much what the game plan is going to be. Al related to me orally his discussions and some observations that the staff people had made. That he had turned around about the most recent troop announcement. Telecoms? I can't think of any. I mean, unless they were from the trip or something of that sort. I mean, on one occasion, there was some reference made in the message to the telephone conversation from the White House, Ambassador Smith. With our call negotiating team.
That wouldn't have been on the trip, though, would it?
Yeah, apparently cable had been sent ahead.
Oh,
it's my
recollection.
So they're not a copy of a telcon from Henry's office there.
You know that the old thing, you know, how they transcribe every call down there. And they float around some, and it would be very easy for somebody to pick those up out of the
inboxes. No, I've never seen one of those.
Maybe he's picking them up and reading them himself.
Secret channel papers? I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh, I don't know what you meant by that.
Well, the only thing I can think of is explaining
point
of view is, okay, Henry's so often in effect, and not to speak in the family, but Henry does, you know, meet without the knowledge of the defense of state with particular ambassadors of major countries all the time. And they are done in a very, very quiet way. And Alan, Henry, and Lucy Coleman, myself, who are looking at John Pagliari and John Halcombe, are the only ones that really knew about all of this. I would think that they know there's a tremendous volume of stuff generated out of that. Various talking points.
Have you ever run across any memoranda of such meetings outside of normal distribution?
Well, let's say Hayes with Q. Again, there's one indication of me and Henry have had in Paris when he came back from his swing on out there.
That was generated off the trip?
Well, as I understood the situation, it had been...
Oh, but I mean, your man had
been...
Yes, on the trip.
Let's say that this was the first indication that this avenue was open.
Yeah.
Was in Paris. Secret channel papers. I think what he can be talking about there is that much of the information which I provide over here comes out of what we call the CCAT exclusive message category, which is eyes only between the military originator and the chairman and a few other people. And I make these available to people over here. And I did yesterday and I did this morning and everything else, the situation allowed some of those reports over there.
I thought more of the attention stuff. Talking points for me to agreement and stuff like that. Because
no, I've never seen any of those.
And I think a lot of the PAC was going through and stuff like that.
Defense budget papers.
We can get that stuff like that, I think.
We have done some work for Al and Henry last year in that regard, which I could talk to them about. I did some work for them in July and August. We were one.
the information moving the other way from here to
them
to the Pentagon.
No, I've, again, dictated memoranda based on my conversations with Al. Some other things that I've picked up from the normal course of my,
do you have any sources in the office management budget?
No.
This fellow might have explored this decision.
I personally don't know Ken Dam, who would have been the guy I'd sit down and try to talk with. But I'd sit there at a staff meeting down there and know things are being generated, or there is going to be meeting on camp. I don't know the particulars of it and everything. Oftentimes I relay what I surmise to Evermore and I dictated what kind of steadfast on actions that I see shaking up. I think the man has to get out of the service. I mean, as a yeoman and everything else, I mean, he's almost useless unless he's cleared for the security.
Unless he's going to work kind of sock someplace.
And I do feel that some punitive action ought to be taken in the fact that that's okay to get
out. My feeling is somewhat too is to what extent, if they did take punitive action, to what extent would you want to risk his turning around and saying, you know, I did all this other stuff.
Well, he can say these things. What really concerns me is how much else has he zeroed
well,
and has stashed away.
Think about this, though. Supposing he says, I didn't feel too badly about turning this stuff over to Anderson because, you know, I was a spy for the Joint Chiefs. I used to turn stuff over to them all the time. And the morals involved in one is just about the same as the other, as far as I'm concerned.
You can rationalize it.
That would obviously create an impairment of relationship that would be very difficult to live with in the future. Do you have qualms about that? I mean, that's a leading question. We have qualms about that.
I've had qualms about that since last Tuesday morning.
Okay.
I know that Mr. Laird is going to take a very different view of this. I'm sure he has seen a transcript of the investigation.
Not
for
much.
Well, his people do.
His people,
you
got it.
You know, he's still just in a very, very sticky relationship and function here that things are going on.
Yeah. Could the function go on without the liaison officer existing? Some
such view
would have to be developed.
Really, I think you
talk to Al Hay.
Mm-hmm. It's been a two-way street, but that's
been
really valuable.
Both
ways.
Yeah.
Well, there's any guy sitting on the other side, you can call for telephone. Many times we have to have a long discussion and everything else, and I go back and have a long discussion with that one.
I think you also wanted to explain you're making the distinction, at least with the polygraph guard, between uncleared and unauthorized.
That's correct.
So that in the past, somebody who questions involved. Did you receive any material or give material to an unauthorized person? And Bob said, well, you know, I don't want to say unauthorized because maybe somebody wasn't on a distribution list. Obviously, when he brought back the thing on Henry's secret negotiation, that was an unauthorized thing, although no one would be, if you can't clear the joint chairman or joint chief.
There isn't anybody.
But that's one thing.
Yeah.
And one final thing, John, remember we hit on it over there when, well, I think you and I did personally, and after I met this guy, Hagar, who's apparently his best friend down there, who was quite effeminate, Hagar, whether or not, you know, there was any ground to speculate that the guy might have any, might Anderson have a handle on him in any way like that?
Sexual deviation?
Yeah.
Do you have any indication of that?
Chuck is not the big manly type or anything else, high pitched voice and these kind of branches, but you know, 9/10 of Navy Yeomer that way.
Not to say 9/10.
Well, of course, you a typist or something else.
Yeah,
you know, I not consider him unusual, and I say he's married, he's got, you know, children and things like that, so he's not my kind of a guy, you know, for any kind of him. Solid masculine relationship, his ideas and his whole personality is different. I get that tells a point of fingers, so you know he's a possible homosexual or anything else.
You know, it's just so hard that, I mean, I agree with you, Bob. I mean, we put together the motives and maybe needed the money, did a feeling toward India, family. But if it does turn out, I mean, if he really is the guy and he could have had access to everything for the last year, you know, what the heck could be the common thread between releasing a letter from King Hussein and seeing that the Indians look good, or, you know, whatever else came out in this last year? It's part of it, it may be that there's a handle on him that does not, that defies any common thread. And that could be money, could be something in the church, could be possibly something he's blackmailing him.
Or it could be just a sense of inadequacy as his wife is putting him down and he wants to sort of an Ellsberg syndrome.
That's right.
That would be a real
popularity. I suppose also just antagonism to the president. Remember maybe we talked a little about his attitude toward Henry, and he said, well, you know, Henry introduced him to his girlfriend that was day walking through, and he was, you know, sort of passing with his kids, but they never had any started for a long discussion on it. I asked him, you know, what he thought about Henry, and he gave me a very interesting answer, and that was, you know, a long pause, and then, I have mixed feelings. I think he's a brilliant professor, but I've seen him show temper tantrums, which I thought were unnecessary, and he went into quite a bit of detail describing Henry's personality, and it was a either or 50-50, 6-1, half a dozen of the other answers. And I wonder whether, you know, have you seen any indication at all that you might think you might really be not 50-50, but really down on it?
Harboring a resentment?
Yeah.
No, I just can't recall anything, David.
Yeah.
You see the problem. I don't know. I mean, if we got close enough and disillusioned, and they will know.
Well, that's really, I think that is.
I don't know.
But
the word
goes,
and,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
more
or
that's
a,
I
guess
the
war, if in fact we try and prosecute, I don't know.
Well, we have to wait a week, and the next month, or maybe next week, the big thing comes out in the papers that came into your office on Monday.
Come on. Well,
we're all faithful readers now. Thanks, all. Started at 1 o'clock, completed at 2:12.